Hello everyone, welcome to our Daily Manna. Our perspective about Jesus Christ really matters in the way we communicate with Him, we converse with Him in our prayer, the way we abide and revere towards His holiness. Because you see, the way we look at Him, the way we approach Him, really tells about how we worship Jesus Christ. And today, I want to share God's Word to you by bringing you to a very familiar passage, especially this Lent season. If you have your Bibles with you, kindly open with me in Matthew chapter 26, verses 3 to 16. The word of the Lord says, "Then the chief priests and the elders of the people gathered in the palace of the high priest, whose name was Caiaphas, and plotted together in order to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him. But they said, 'Not during the feast, lest there be an uproar among the people.' Now when Jesus was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came up to him with an alabaster flask of very expensive ointment, and she poured it on his head as he reclined at table. When the disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, 'Why this waste? For this could have been sold for a large sum and given to the poor.' But Jesus was aware of this, said to them, 'Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a beautiful thing to me. For you always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me. In pouring this ointment on my body, she has done it to prepare me for burial. Truly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is proclaimed in the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her.' Then one of the 12, whose name was Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and said, 'What will you give me if I deliver him over to you?' And they paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that moment he sought an opportunity to betray him." May the good Lord bless the reading His word. We all know what Judas did, especially during this time in betraying Jesus Christ. By this time of the story, Judas had been a disciple of Jesus for a few years now. And the chief priests and also these leaders sought everything to arrest Jesus and to kill him. But they didn't know how to do this until Judas introduced to them that idea. They offered 30 pieces of silver to Judas, comparable for the monthly wages that they had during that time. And Judas agreed and he took action because of that 30 pieces of silver. Now, if you're going to look at this situation, you might ask how Judas can actually do this. Or why Judas? Because he was a disciple of Jesus Christ during this time. He walked with Jesus. He learned from the experiences of Jesus, from the miracles of Jesus Christ? And can he really betray Jesus Christ for 30 pieces of silver? Now, one thing that I want you to understand and learn, that 30 pieces of silver was actually considered as a month wage for them. But looking at this experience and how Matthew, the author, wrote this, he actually inserted a story here about a woman who revered Jesus Christ so much, who worshiped Jesus Christ. And in this book, in the passage that we just read, she remains unnamed. But what we know about this woman is that she offered an expensive ointment, an expensive oil, or maybe a perfume, because she wanted to honor and worship Jesus Christ. Perhaps Judas was thinking that this time that it was a waste of money, it was a waste of fortune, because why are you going to give an expensive perfume, an expensive ointment, and put it on the ground or on the feet of your master? But Judas was thinking that this was a mistake or this was a waste of money, because he was thinking what he could get out of that possession. But this woman, when she gave everything that she has and poured that on the feet of Jesus Christ and worshiped Jesus, she was thinking that I'm going to give this because this is the God, the Savior that I am worshiping. And this is the God who will lay down His life for me. If we're going to contrast these two individuals, Judas and that woman who gave everything that she has, we can actually see that their position in life is very different. But one thing that we can observe, they have different reverence towards Jesus Christ. The way they revere Jesus is very much different. The way they approach Jesus in worshiping Jesus was very much different. Judas, who was with Jesus for more than many years, walked with Jesus, experienced the miracles of Jesus Christ, heard the teachings of Jesus, still was able to betray Jesus because of the things that he considered that was valuable for him. But this woman, she gave everything that she has because she considered Jesus valuable above everything else that she possesses or above everything else that she has. And today, as we look back at the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, it is my prayer that we will consider Jesus as the greatest treasure that God has given to us. And may His sacrifice on the cross be remembered in our lives and the worship that we do, so that as we approach Him, as we worship Him, we are going to give Him the very best that we have. Not only the things that we have because we know that these are the things that we actually possess, but we're going to give Him our very lives because this is the act of our worship towards Him. My brothers and sisters in Christ, this season, this week, I hope and pray that you will continually be drawn to Jesus Christ and allow His sacrifice to be seen in your life. Allow me to pray for you. Our Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this time that you've given us. Thank you for this opportunity where we can focus and look back on your sacrifice on the cross. And it is my prayer, Lord, that you will allow us to continually know how wonderful you are, how great you are. And just like that woman who gave everything that she has to worship you, it is my prayer, Lord, that just like her, we will act and we will give that kind of worship to you in our very lives every day. Thank you, Lord, for granting us this time. Be with your people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. The Lord bless you.